This week's parsha, we read where Yaakov Avinu worked faithfully for Lavan for 7 years to earn the right to marry Rachel. And finally, at the moment of truth, Lavan deceived him and substituted Leah instead. Yaakov wakes up in the morning, v'hinei Leah, and Yaakov is incensed. He tells Lavan, Mazois Asisali, what did you do to me? This was not our deal. I worked for Rachel. V'lamarim Isani, why did you deceive me? Yaakov had all the reason in the world to be upset. However, the Sfarim HaKdoshim say that Yaakov made a mistake when he complained. He should have recognized that what happened to him was all orchestrated by Hashem. Me'es Hashem hoisezois. He was destined to marry Leah, and he should not have expressed anger towards Lavan. This does not exonerate Lavan in any way. He will be held accountable. He's a crook and a con man. But as Yidden, we must know that everything that happens to us is all from Hashem. I recently read this incredible story about a Meshulach from Eretz Yisrael named Reb Heschel. A few years ago, he traveled to New York to raise funds for his daughter's wedding. He was staying in Borough Park, and he hired a driver for 5:30 a.m. to take him to Williamsburg to go around to the different shuls for which the driver would take a commission. So Reb Heschel was up and waiting at 5:30, but the driver did not show up. 6 o'clock at 6:30, and the driver still hasn't come. And as they say, time is money. But Reb Heschel remained calm. He said, I will not get upset. This is all from Hashem. He calmly walks over to the Munkat Shabbos Medrash on 14th Avenue, and he sits down there and he started saying Tehillim. A few minutes later, a man approaches him and he tells him, I have a huge court case today. Please daven for me. And he gives him his name and his mother's name, and he hands him $500. Then he tells Reb Heschel, give me a telephone number and I'll keep you updated. In the afternoon, this man calls Reb Heschel and he asks him, where are you? And he says, I'm still here in the Munkat Shabbos Medrash saying Tehillim. My driver still hasn't shown up. And it doesn't appear that he will. Okay, he tells Reb Heschel, wait there and I'll be right over. The man comes over to the Beis Medrash and he tells Reb Heschel, here's what happened. I had a serious court case today. Normally you hire a lawyer to represent you in court. Showing up without a lawyer is typically seen as disrespectful and often leads to a harsher judgment. But my lawyer didn't show up. I kept on calling him, but he didn't answer. I didn't know what to do. When it came time for my case to begin, I walked into the courtroom. And the judge asks me, what do you have to say for yourself? So I presented my side of the story. To my surprise, the judge told the prosecutor, the fact that he's here without a lawyer shows how confident he is in his argument. What he's saying must be true. Case dismissed. It was the opposite of the usual reasoning. I was hoping that would postpone the case to another date where my lawyer would be present to defend me. But here, the judge dismissed it completely. All because I came without a lawyer. As I was driving home from court, my lawyer calls me and he apologizes for not showing up. He said, I've been a lawyer for 40 years and I never overslept. Please forgive me. I told him, I received a verdict of complete innocence. And he was stunned. Complete innocence? I was hoping to make a deal with the DA. How did you do it? So I explained the judge's reasoning that coming without a lawyer made me look honest. He tells me, in all my years, I never heard this logic. Either the judge lost his mind, or you misunderstood the judge. So I sent him the court transcript, and he was speechless. Then this man pulls out an envelope from his pocket, and he hands it to Reb Heschel. There's $5,000 in there. This was meant for my lawyer, but I don't need to pay him now. So this is for you. So Reb Heschel now had $5,500. Then he asked Reb Heschel, what brings you to America? Reb Heschel says, I'm marrying off my daughter, and I'm raising funds for the wedding. When is the wedding? He asks. So the man wrote down the date of the wedding. On the day of the wedding, Reb Heschel is sitting there in his house in Bnei Barak, and he hears a knock on his door. He opens the door. It was a messenger holding an envelope, and he says, this is for you from a Yid in New York. He opens it up, and it contains another $5,000. So let's think about this. Two people overslept, the lawyer and the driver. Initially, this was perceived as a great calamity. However, it turns out that this was a tremendous chesed from Hashem. Only because they woke up late, it directly led to his Yeshua. The case was dismissed, and he was declared completely innocent, instead of accepting a plea from the DA. And the Mesholach received over $10,000. This gives us some measure of comfort when we are experiencing our own personal hardships. Sometimes we wake up in the morning, and we anticipate Rachel. V'hinehi Leah. And we end up with Leah, and we feel upset, and we complain. God, why are you doing this to me? I worked so hard on this deal. I put so much effort into this shidduch. But we must remember that everything originates from Hashem. And ultimately, whatever Hashem does is for the best. even if we don't understand that at the time. Hashem has a cheshbon, and He knows exactly what He's doing. One day we will see why things had to happen precisely this way. Sometimes Leah is the better option for us. We just don't realize it yet. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.